Cortana.
Meryl.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Brandela?
Hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemin, Ati. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufrei Shayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshei Yehudcha Kevavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Lamid Yam Leim Betted Resh Saditach Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufet Et Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufal Sadiyotah. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Verav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, Vechata'al Vinakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshab Rechu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Udhilu Udhilu Urkimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanunei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanunehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Rihu Poma Diaved Le'eila Wetata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleid lach nila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga veya kalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola hysterich bialma. The energy of our current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. We reveal the energy of Shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying a verse, one of many verses from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we will be studying Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Uim tachtecha tamod habeheret lo pasata tsarevet hashchinhi uticharo hakohen. The year 5774 as the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. And it is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati wishakam kafta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu v'nei avla leanoto kaasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this using the tool of saying each letter out loud with this. Root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta hezayo alada wala awa hehea Yos ala me be hey rose hey rayo hey come la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me be nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa la he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu he yo nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu yo nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day the 12th day of Shvat, Rabbi Chaim of Kapusi, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Shor, Rabbi Baruch Kapilish, Rabbi Meir Atlas, Rabbi Zev Dov Zamoshitz, Rabbi Shmuel Chamula, Rabbi Shabtai Aton, will now connect to the Ma'an meditation, the Ani meditation. This is a tool we use to climb the tree of life, starting in Malchut and ending in Keter. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo he, yo aheni wa yo he, yo aheni wa yo he, Yesod. You ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, ye ahini wu yohi, ye ahini wu yohi, Ye ahini we ohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Ye ash. Ni we yosh. Hesed. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Bina. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Akma. Ye aheni we yoha. Ye aheni we yoha. Ye aheni we yoha. Yetter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now connect to the Esther deep ropes. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Adonai Yohewahe. Yo aheda wanu heyo Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet avadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'ase lecha Esel wakal temuna Asher bashamayim Mi ma'al wa asher ba'aretz mitachat wa asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaweh lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Adonai Yohei wa hei Elohecha Elkana poker awon Avot al banim al shileshim We al ribeim Lishonai We ose chesed La alafim La ohavai Ushomrei mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Adonai Yohewahe dawanu heyo Elohecha lashav Ki lo yinake Adonai Yohewahe dawanu heyo Et asher yisa Et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat L'kadsho sheshet yamim Tav vod vi asita Kom melachtecha V'yom ha-shvi Shabbat la-donai Yohewahe Yohahe da-wanu eyo Elohecha Lo ta'ase kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamadcha uchemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe dawanu heyo Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi. Al kein berach Adonai Yohewahe, Yohahe dawanu heyo, et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha V'yetimecha leman Ya'arikun yamecha Al hadama asher Adonai Yohei wahei Yohei dawanu heyo Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtza Lo tina lo tigno Lo ta'ane B're'acha Eb shakir Lo tachmod Beit re'echa Lo tachmod Eshet re'echa V'yavdo V'yamato V'shoro V'chamoro V'kol asher L're'echa The Ma meditation. But first, please join me in saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Waed Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Waed Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. The abbreviated Kaddish, the abridged Kaddish. Which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class.
And we all say, Amen. tonight is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, we'll opening up a landing page consisting of all of the parashas. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Sefer Shemot, and it will be the fifth link underneath the Sefer Shemot. That's Parashat Beshalach. When that landing page opens up, scroll down. To section 5. That will be our class tonight. We'll begin its study at sections at Pasuk 61, but first L'Shem Yehud, because we grounded the energy of our previous L'Shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem. L'Shem Yehud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu. Le'achta l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. La'ihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konaneihu. Pasuk 61. Va'yikach sheish me'ot v'gomer sheish me'ot amai. Amar Rabbi Yosei lekabel min yana di Yisrael dikti kesheish meot elef ragli betchur lekabel ha'gvarim di inun ikara de kol Yisrael v'parakel mitraim sha'aratikin. Te'inun sefialin la'achore lekabel chataf tiktiv levad mitaf lekola aved be'eta tefarsho lechachmo leshalishim al kulcho kola bechachmeta. The Kabel Dargin Ilain Tirain of Echad Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Ketar Gumo Umzar Zin Zeri Zin Hawo Bekola. The translation. And he took 600 chosen chariots. He asks, why 600 chariots? And Rabbi Yossi said, this corresponds to the number of the children of Israel, as is written, about 600,000 men on foot. The word chosen corresponds to the men that were in Israel, who were the principal part of all the nation of Israel. And all the chariots of Egypt were all the other chariots that were secondary and behind the 600 that were mentioned earlier. They correspond to the children in Israel who were not included in the 600,000 men on foot, but were secondary to them, as it is said, besides the children. He did everything according to the advice of his sorcerers and his wise men, and captains over every one of them. He did everything with wisdom, for they corresponded to the celestial levels, which are placed two and one over them. Rabbi Yitzhak said, this accords with the Aramaic translation, stimulating officers, for they were swift in everything. My commentary. Even with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the end of this pasuk is unclear to me. What are two and one, and how does this relate to the celestial levels? One needs to look at the IBID 7 verse and then the Aramaic translation of the Torah. This Aramaic translation can be found in the Hok Yisrael, the Aramaic reading, although it may not be clear to English speakers. Pasuk 62. I will express an opinion as an unwritten commentary that the concept of two and one is the way that the three Sephirot work together. There's Chesed and Givurah, that's the two. Below them is the Tiferet, which is the one, the unity of the two. Pasuk 62. Vayikach sheish meot rekev bahur. Rabbi Chiyayo amar. Kitiv yifkod. Hashem al tiva mahamarom. Bamarom we al malke ha'adama, al ha'adama, bezim nad kud shabarichu yachiv, shultanuta levar revei, amin le'ela, yachiv lehu le'am adilchon, le'tata. Ushata v'denachit lom midar gechon dileila nachit lom le'amal tata v'yikach sheshmeil rekev bachur ha'mimana dilchon ve'ukmucha Davar v'chikin, retikin dishar, amin v'kuhu, nachlu b'mishreita, v'tisra levatar, v'haynu b'achur, v'korekev mitzrayim. The translation. And he took 600 chosen chariots. Rabbi Chiya said, it is written that Hashem shall punish the host of the high ones on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. At the time that the Holy One, blessed be He, gives dominion to the ministers of the nations above, He gives it to their nations below. And when He brings them down from their great above, He brings down their nations below. And he took 600 chosen chariots. It was their minister who took them. We have established that he led the chariots of the other peoples. For these 600 chariots were not from Egypt, but were only from the other nations. They all fell in the army camp of Sisera. And this is the meaning of 600 chariots chosen. Afterwards, all the chariots of Egypt, for once it is written, and all the chariots of Egypt, then 600,000 chosen chariots, then 600 chosen chariots is superfluous. Certainly 600 chosen chariots is only from the other nations, and therefore it says afterwards, and all the chariots of Egypt. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written, yet one needs to consider if these 600 chariots are a spiritual level connection, and what is that meaning? Pasuk 63. Ketiv l'susati berichve paro demitich Rayati tachatse kedukmat Sushyanu fa ichaze lechon Mesutrechon Deparo, the Uxbuha, Elala Susati, Perikve Paro, Lachate Paro, the Shata Dehawa, Radif Avat Raihu. Israel Mavet Natal Sus Van Nukvan the Kapat Lone Beer Tico the Kadmeta the Susin Dukra E Kafat Lone Aho Reton the Hawo Mazinin Dukre Likabel Nukve the Nukve Laban Beotchan Lemezan Kewan Dekariv Legabaihu the Israel Natal Nukve Vishade Lon Laahore Visusvan Du Rin Likadrin Leavasha Israel Ulagaka Hukerava. The translation. It is written, I compare you, O my love, to a mare of the chariots of Pharaoh. Come and see. He appeared in the image of a mare to Pharaoh's horses, and therefore they chased after her into the sea. And they explained this. But to a mare of the chariots of Pharaoh, come and behold, when Pharaoh was chasing after the children of Israel, what did he do? He took female horses and harnessed them to the chariot up front first, and harnessed male horses behind them. The males warmed to the females, but the females were reluctant and hastened to run. When they approached Israel, he took the females and placed them behind, and the male horses in front, in order to do harm to Israel and to war against them, because the male horses were stronger than the females for war. My commentary. My mother always told my sisters when they were older teens, run after what you want until he catches you. The meaning of this is the female is in control, yet must present what she wants to the male in a way that he considers it his own idea. The Zohar verse needs to be contemplated in light of my mother's teachings. This is my opinion. Pasuk 64. Ke gavna da wa donayo he wa he yo a he da wa nu he yo ho lech lif nechem yo mamu batar Hazra Shekin Tala Ahorechon De Yisrael Dikti Vaisa Mala Ha Elohim Wigomer Begine Kachte Mitich Raiati. The translation. Similar to this, and Hashem went before them by day. Afterwards, the Shekhinah returned to the rear of Israel, as it is written, and the angel of Hashem moved and went behind them. Therefore, I compare you, O my love. My commentary. This pasuk is bringing home the comparison between a verse in Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, and the relationship between male and female with respect to Hashem,
and the Shekhinah. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? It's the end of our class. We won't have enough time to finish this section 6 tonight. Tomorrow morning, our 7 o'clock class will be studying in the Talmud, in the Book of Psalms. I believe we're at Psalm 77, and we will have a translation by Rabbi Sutton. There's a full moon this coming Sunday early morning, although the impact of this full moon will be felt over the next 2 or 3 days afterwards. And you can read about that in the weekly astrology section of our weekly email. Does anyone have any questions? There's a Tu Bishvat event, not a Yashem event. There's one in my building here. And there's events all over the internet. There's events all over the various synagogues in the world. Make it your business to connect to the New Year's of the Trees. It's a very powerful holiday. And it's a marking, a demarcation of the change of the energy in the middle of the month of Shabbat. It marks a new beginning. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Shabbat Shalom. I hope to speak with you tomorrow morning or Motzi Shabbat, where we will do another Zohar class for the Parasha of Yitro. Shabbat shalom to all. Shalom gadol.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom
gadol. Thank you. Thank you, Hanok. Good night.
Thank you.